Pascal, brother and sister. St. Helena, California, March 30th, 1908. Elder Haskell, Box 597, Oakland, California. Dear brother and sister Haskell, I have learned that at the time of the Oakland meeting, another important meeting was held in St. Helena. This was a mistake. Such a conflict in meetings should not be allowed to occur. One of these meetings, either that of Oakland or of St. Helena, might have been deferred until the work of the other had been completed. It was a mistake that they were held at the same time. Every such meeting is of importance. I should have been in attendance at the St. Helena meeting, for I had words to speak to Elder Knox and to others. This would have been an opportune time for me to speak. You also were needed at that meeting. Had the meeting in St. Helena been deferred 1 week, you and Sister Haskell would have had the opportunity to attend, an opportunity which should have been improved. I know that the Lord gave me special words to speak to the people in Oakland. I have never regretted the efforts I put forth there. We hope that there will be a blending together all along the line. We need to move very guardedly and study how to speak and act intelligently. Christ has a work for all to do, and we must do it in the love and fear of God. I read from Testimonies for the Church, Volume 7, page 29. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Romans 8, verse 32. As this wonderful, priceless gift was bestowed, the whole heavenly universe was mightily stirred, in an effort to understand God's unfathomable love, stirred to awaken in human hearts a gratitude proportionate to the value of the gift. Shall we, for whom Christ has given his life, halt between two opinions? Shall we return to God only a mite of the capabilities and powers lent us by him? How can we do this while we know that he who was the commander of all heaven laid aside his royal robe and kingly crown, and, realizing the helplessness of the fallen race, came to this earth in human nature to make it possible for us to unite our humanity to his divinity? He became poor that we might come into possession of the eternal treasure, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. Praise the Lord! We have everything to be thankful for, that he did not fail nor become discouraged. I read further. This is the mystery of godliness, the mystery that has inspired heavenly agencies so to minister through fallen humanity that in the world an intense interest will be aroused in the plan of salvation. This is the mystery that has stirred all heaven to unite with man in carrying out God's plan for the salvation of a ruined world. Thank the Lord that to human agencies is committed the grand work of extending the triumphs of the cross. Let us keep our eyes fixed on the mark of the prize. Let us not fail nor be discouraged. I am glad you are in a position where you can be a help to so many. You must be doubly guarded, for you will meet with many perplexities. Keep your eyes uplifted. Do not, by any careless action, give an occasion for others to misinterpret you. I have decided to take this counsel to myself.